Welcome to the Marshfield TV Weekly Update, where every Tuesday we at MCTV keep you up to speed on things happening in the studio as well as around town. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill. Now let's get into it. Construction of the new seawall in Brant Rock is well underway. Beachgoers visiting the area will surely have seen the new 18-foot-tall structure going up near the Esplanade. When finished, the wall will be 600 feet long. It will be made from almost 11 million pounds of concrete and will cost almost $2.5 million. The monstrous structure replaced the section of the seawall that was destroyed by last year's barrage of winter storms and will hopefully keep the ocean back this coming winter. Marshfield's first Adaptive Sports Day was hosted last week at Peter Igo Park. Participants of all abilities came together to play sports and games like tennis, bocce, rowing, and basketball. The group Adaptive Sports New England, whose goal is to increase sports participation among disabled people, sponsored the event. 4 years ago, the park was renovated to be ADA compliant, and it is great to see it being used now for such inclusive activities. Over the last couple of weeks, the students at Ames Way got together with the parent-teacher organization to donate school supplies to homeless students. The parent-teacher organization bought 49 backpacks, and students brought in school supplies from home to stuff the backpacks with. The backpacks will be going to homeless students in Marshfield and the rest of the South Shore. Though the YWCA camp is no more and the town chose not to acquire the property, residents can breathe easy knowing that the children of Marshfield will still be able to have the same inclusive camp experience that so many locals have had. Former YWCA staff members, along with the Second Nature Social Skills Organization, have come together to run a camp program on the old YWCA property. Camp Director Jill Goodwin has said that they will continue the same programming that was offered at the YWCA. Due to the late announcement, they expect to get about 400 campers this year, but have the capacity to host 800. Make sure to get some of your groceries this week from local farmers at the Farmers Market this Friday at 2. You'll find honey, greens, jams, coffee, gifts, and lots of other essentials. The market takes place at the fairgrounds, and parking is free on the Gracie Rider side of the fairgrounds. Looking for a relaxing way to start your summer day? Join Kate Stone in the North-South River Watershed Association for yoga at the River's Edge, starting at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday at the Wrexham Dunes. Yoga at the River's Edge is a great opportunity to see the beauty of Marshfield and to get some fresh air while you do something good for your body and mind. Just show up with a yoga mat to participate. Now over to the library. On Wednesday at 6, children under 6 and their caregivers are invited to PJ Storytime, where kids can come read books, sing songs, and play with movement and rhyme, all while wearing their comfiest pajamas. Then at 7, the library will be hosting the special event On Silent Wings, The Magic of the Snowy Owl. Join photographer Peter Christoph as he talks about his experience following and photographing snowy owls on their journey down the Atlantic coast. The fee to attend this event is $5, and you can register for the event over the phone by calling the Council on Aging at 781-834-5581. On Thursday at 4 will be the event Libraries Rock, Summer Reading Kickoff, where you can sign up for summer programs being hosted at the library. There will also be a photo booth, crafts, games, and more. Then on Saturday at noon, the Unlikely Strummers Ukulele Group will be performing covers of all your favorite pop songs. On Monday at 9:30 a.m. is Songtime for Littles, a place for children under 2 and their caregivers to sing songs, move around, and play with toys. Also on Monday is Tales for Tots. This event starts at 10:30 a.m. and is geared towards kids 2 to 5 and their caregivers to sing songs, move around, tell stories, and play with toys. It should be fun. On Tuesday at 2 is Lego Time. People of all ages are invited to come build Lego creations. Now over to Town Hall. On Wednesday, the Plan for Public Participation Committee is meeting at 11 a.m. Then at 3:30 is the Council on Aging Board of Directors meeting. At 4 is the Ventress Memorial Library Board of Trustees meeting. And at 7 is the Recreational Trails Committee meeting. Tune into our public programming on Channel 13 if you have Comcast and Channel 34 if you have Verizon. Catch Control Room at 7 on Wednesday, followed by Open Chair at 8. On Thursday at 7 is Talk of the Town. And after that at 8 is our news program. A few new videos went up on our Vimeo page last week. You can watch the new South Coastal Hockey League short celebrating former Bruins player Johnny Pye McKenzie. You can also see our coverage of the recent girls' softball game against Braintree. Catch the newest Cup of Joe, where Joe and his guests discuss the RTR Wildcats basketball team. On Beyond Ocean in Maine, you can see our coverage of the Smart with Money Fair. Watch a conversation with Jim Cantwell about his move into the State House, and get introduced to a few special kids over at the Boys and Girls Club. We also posted our full coverage of the 2018 Marshfield High School graduation. Now for weather. Today we should see a few clouds early on, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 81, and at night it should drop down to 60. Wednesday will be partly cloudy with highs around 80, with scattered showers at night. Thursday we will see some clouds in the morning with mostly clear skies in the afternoon. Friday will be sunny with a high of 71. Saturday should be partly cloudy with a high of 74 and a 50% chance of rain at night. On Sunday we'll see showers in the morning, but it will clear out by the afternoon. And Monday will be partly cloudy and 80. That's all for this week. I'd like to remind you that Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we're always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you're looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk with me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. Just call 781-837-4384. You can also help support us by calling your state representative and asking them to support public access television. Make sure to listen in next week for more information about things happening at MCTV and around Marshfield. Now I'd like to leave you with a quote from philosopher and hip-hop artist KRS-One. "You don't see with your eyes, you see with your mind. And the more words your brain has, the more you can see." Thank you, and have a great week.